Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back again to Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and thank you so much for tuning in today. First of all, I want to go ahead and get started by apologizing for not being on for the past few days. I have had a family emergency. My husband was involved in a wreck, so I wasn't able to come on here daily like I normally do. I had to go out of town because this wreck was in another state. 5 states over, to be exact, and didn't get to do my podcast with you all, but I'm back again today, and I don't like to record too much, excuse me, because I try to be on live. I want to be as transparent and as authentic as possible, so today we're back. I am back in town, and we're going to go ahead and get started with today, and it's Tuesday. As you know, we do it every Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. I do apologize for the lateness. I am also in the process of moving. So, we have a lot going on here. But nevertheless, we will go ahead and get our information in. Because I know I have a lot of faithful listeners who have been wondering what's been going on. So, today we're going to go over about 4 practice exercises. These are 8 daily habits to strengthen your mind, but today we're going to only go over 4. So the first one is be willing to learn. These strengthening exercises are also for growth mindset because, as you know, growth mindset tend to learn more in order to grow their mindset. They're willing to change and continue to go so that they can continue on with a growth mindset. They don't have that I can't do attitude because that's part of a fixed mindset. So we're going to be working on growth because this is what is needed for a complete and happy mindset for success. Okay, first one is be willing to learn. We live in information age. Yet not everyone is taking advantage of all the opportunities to present for learning. I know we've gone over this before, but I just wanted to emphasize a little bit more on doing these exercises because this is what's going to help you continue on with your growth mindset, and that's something you want in order to have a successful life and career. Excuse the noise. So this is what we're going to be working on yet again, because this exercise I want you to practice every day. Be willing to learn because, you know, mentally strong people do not see learning as a tedious process, but as an essential routine to develop their mental strength. You have to view learning as a way to improve yourself and as a way to surge ahead in a highly competitive world. So remember, I always tell you all on here, and I tell my children and grandchildren and godchildren, always be willing to learn. Learn something new every day. And while you're at it, the second exercise I need you to work on is to be willing to adapt. Change is a constant factor in life, which we all know. You have to learn to deal with with the change because nothing stays the same. It takes mental strength to be flexible and adjust to outside circumstances. You cannot afford to play the blame game or complain about imperfect situations. So learn to work towards solutions regardless of changing circumstances. That goes along with being willing to learn. You know how you get stuck in one little thing and this is what you've been used to doing, especially at work, and this is the way you've been doing it, especially at home, and you don't want to learn anything else new because this is what you're used to. Well, be willing to learn things and learn things different because that is your advantage, being able to improve upon yourself and also to help you gain the knowledge that you need. And when things come at you, be willing to adapt. Don't sit and think, oh, I can't do this, or why are they doing it? Don't think of the negative aspect of it. Think of the positive aspect of it. Because one, when things come your way that's changing in life and in your job, that means something better is coming along. There's something that's getting ready, getting aligned together in order for you to do what you need to do. So be more willing to adapt to anything that comes your way. Change is always hard on some people. Some people, it's not hard. They can roll with the punches. That's what you want to become. You want to become the type of person that rolls with the punches. And the third exercise is be a giver. This is something that you need to do when you give back to people, and believing, becoming a giver, because it takes mental strength to give or to want to go to the extra mile for someone without expecting anything in return. Focus on adding value and contributing to the world. Because you see, some people don't like to give. They like to hold on to everything they got. And in order for you to receive, you must be a giver. So if that's something you want to do in your life, you want to be able to receive things, you need to learn how to give without expecting anything back. You have some people like, I'm going to go ahead and give her this, because if I give her this, I know she's going to do this for me. Don't do that. That's wrong. Don't look at giving someone something just to see what you can get back in return. So be willing to be a giver freely and openly from your heart without any care. And with even when you let someone borrow some money, when you give to that person without expectation of getting it back. Therefore, you would not be upset if they're not able to pay you back. But you do know how to handle it the next time. The fourth exercise I want you to do is to think outside of the box. Mentally strong people such as us, forge their own path. Sometimes you need to be creative and think outside of the box to reach your goals, to get out of your own comfort zone, or take an unfamiliar route. What is essential is that you are solution-oriented and see problems as opportunities. Now, some people are only able to stay inside of that box. They can't think or see anything else. You know, whenever you're doing a project or doing something at home, or even with your children, you're trying to figure out certain things of what to do, but you keep your mind inside of the box. You're like, okay, well, I can only go so far. No, think outside of the box. See what other changes you can make that can help the overall solution. You know what I'm saying? So be willing to think more outside of the box so that you can go a different path and go a different route. Everything is not always black and white. You know, there's always going to be some other areas that and things in life that you can do. So today is your four habits. I did not mean for this to be long. I'm so sorry. But today is your four daily habits to strengthen your mind. And the first one was be willing to learn. Learn something new every day. The second one is be willing to adapt. Be willing to accept change, because change is inevitable. Be a giver. Be willing to give from your heart without expecting anything in return, because therefore it will come back to you double fold. So do not expect anything in return when you're giving whatever you're giving to the person, whether be it money, advice, help in any kind of way. And number four, think outside of the box. You never have to keep yourself inside of that little box where it's comfortable. Go outside of your comfort zone. When you get scared, do it. That's going to push you even further. Thank you so much for tuning in to Creating a Mindset for Success. I'm your host, Karonda Glover. I have totally missed you guys, and I am back and better than ever. And so is my husband. He's doing well. I thank you all for the phone calls and text messages, checking on him and seeing how he's doing. He's doing so much better. Still going to be sore and hurting for a while, his back and everything. But all in all, it's a good day. You know, never say that today is a bad day. You want to know why? Try missing one. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.